Hello, everyone. That was Chinese New Year by Sales. You are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is Black Stripes or White Keys time.
Yes, it is.
Hey. Yeah. So hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday night. And we're just going to keep playing. Up next is I Love You by Seth the Whale.
Cool.
Yeah. When I learned that I had a brother, I made up a dance for you. We'd be crime fighters together and do things that brothers do. When you told me about his mother and all that she'd been through, what could I do?
Fate up against your will. When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in this world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I'd go the whole wide world, I'd go the whole wide world just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean Sea is blue, weeping in the tropical moonlit night, because nobody's talking about you. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world to find out where they hide her. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. Hey.
That was Whole Wide World, the, you know, covered by Cage the Elephant.
It is. I liked that Unpeeled album.
I like it too.
I was like, this is cute. I like acoustic stuff. Sometimes I put like acoustic hits on our show playlist just because.
Yeah, they're good.
I mean, I remember one of our top favorites, I think, is the Something to Believe in acoustic. That one's a good
one. I love that one.
It's a good version,
ooh,
yeah.
So yes. Good.
Number one.
Gives me chills.
Love her.
All right. I heard you have a PSA for us.
Oh, I do. This is an old one. This is a no-kill PSA. So basically in our PSA book, it'll have in the corner if it expires or not, and no-kill or just forever. So I want to know when it became a thing. Like, I feel like some of these got to be at least 20.
But this is something that's always relevant.
When was this place established? It's
got to
be at least 20 years.
Anyway, this is irrelevant to today, relevant to yesterday. It'll be relevant tomorrow.
It was relevant, it is relevant, and will always be relevant.
All right, what is it?
Let's do it. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor, visit massmed.org, and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Yeah.
And if you're into that, get some flu shots. I've only gotten one in my life, I think, besides maybe when you're a kid. I don't know.
But flu shots are super helpful. I get them every year.
You do?
Yeah, my dad's a doctor, so...
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
He's always... they're always on me to get those. And they are...
I don't know. You can get them for free. I've never gotten the flu, so...
Yeah.
It's one of those things that's like you could or you couldn't.
I did have
but
the
you know,
flu once.
It's not like certain vaccinations that you really like, you know, chicken pox, that's kinda necessary, and like TB, whatever. All the ones that you have to get because, you know, you would die.
Yeah.
If you don't, those are good.
Yeah. Stay healthy, folks. Don't fall prey to the cold weather germs. I know it's cold and clammy out there, but just stay away from those slick surfaces like doorknobs.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Doorknobs are nasty. I don't know. I mean, like, it's weird because cities are so gross and the subway is, you know, real gross.
Oh, but, I know.
But we're just, like, so immune to some of it.
Sometimes when I'm on the T, I, like, hold the bar with my left hand because I'm like, I'm going to eat with my other hand if I, like, pick up a piece of bread or something. It's like a weird thought I have. I don't always do this, but...
No, yeah, I feel bad, like, touching the things there. Like, if I, like, use the bar to, like, hold my... If it's too crowded and you can't sit down and you hold the bar because you don't want to fall.
Yeah.
Or just railings. I like using railings, but I feel bad using railings because I know they're germs.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
It's a struggle in life. It's like a quiet struggle.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it's terrible. Just something you think about, but it's like not really important, but it's a little important.
It's like a little bit important, but yeah, like not like
not.
Don't let it change your life,
no.
Folks.
Please don't be a. There's people that are like upset. There's like a phobia, right, of germs, and like people that are like really OCD about it.
The literal disorder.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry if you have that. That must really suck. Anyway,
but we're here for you.
So what else were we gonna say? Weren't you gonna say something about there's a song on this playlist that you have a particular interest in, Kayla? Here.
Oh yeah. So my friend Zach last night was showing me that this song. Him and his friend, this guy that got his name, I think his name was Richard, but he graduated, and they were helping record this song for this artist, and apparently she's like, you know, blowing up now, and I'm like, oh wow, this song is good, so let's play it. This artist, her name is Jordana, and this is Weight of the World.
Cool. Here we go.
I try to get back. leather hat, no tattoos. I am mad all about you. Call it drugs, call it caffeine. Call it lust, call it sexy. I look sad, but I'm happy. And you have got me high all the other times. But I've been falling down, down so hard. I need your love. I got secrets I can't control. Just like seeds, you know they'll grow. Hidden lies between the lines. You never know what you will find. And you have got me high all the other times. I've been falling down, down so hard. I need your love.
talk about spaceships or anything except you and me, okay? Let's talk about spaceships or anything except you and me, okay? Let's talk about spaceships or anything except you and me, okay? Let's talk about spaceships or anything except you.
I'm not afraid to die.
Hi. Whoa, that was really loud. I'm sorry. Yeah, so that was Fortress by Pinback. And before that, we had Lose My Breath by My Bloody Valentine. And
that one was for Danny.
For Kayla's boyfriend. Can we say that?
Is that a thing? Yeah, you can say that.
Haha. Good job, Danny. You really snagged yourself a good one there.
Aww.
Then we had Microphone by Coconut Records. Let's Talk About Spaceships by Say Hi. Caffeine by Foreign Air. And yeah.
So much music.
So much music.
But you know what? We love music, but I think we've had enough music just for a minute. Because.
It's time.
For.
Conspiracy crackdown. All right, let's talk about the conspiracy.
Yes, last week it was a little discombobulated, so you know what? This week we're coming strong.
We are organized.
And Trisha is going to lay this on me.
All right, today we are talking about Bigfoot. And the first thing that I would like to say about Bigfoot is that I only learned while researching this conspiracy that Bigfoot is plural because there's a race of Bigfoot.
Well, I guess it's a species, Bigfeet.
Because they're all still die out. So just a little introduction, just to refresh. I'm just going to read like a little bit from the Wikipedia page. In North American folklore, Bigfoot or Sasquatch are said to be hairy, upright walking, ape-like creatures that dwell in the wilderness and leave footprints. Depictions often portray them as a missing link between humans and human ancestors or other great apes. They are strongly associated with the Pacific Northwest, particularly Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. And all over North America. So, yeah. Also the plural nouns Bigfoots and Bigfeet. People might say that too instead of Bigfoot.
Bigfoots. It just feels wrong saying Bigfoots.
I know, it's crazy. If you would like to be a researcher of Bigfoot, you can join the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
That's a thing.
Okay. Their website is bfro.net. They were founded in 1995, and they're the only scientific research organization exploring the Bigfoot/Sasquatch mystery. Got that off their website.
Is that their mission statement?
Yeah, that's their mission state. That well, no, that's not their mission statement. It's just a little tagline.
Yeah, got you.
But I went to the website of the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, and I found this one page called recent sightings, and the most recent report posted on this website. Well, actually, oh wait, this is not the most recent report. Hang on, I gotta get a new one. I just realized that this isn't the most recent report.
It's all good. There's more than one report. That's the
wait,
key.
I like
that's
this,
the key.
I like this other one. Well, okay. The most recent one was in June 2019, Montana, Flathead County, daylight sighting by a motorist on Crane Mountain. But the one that has an eyewitness account so that we can read in their words what it was like to see Bigfoot is November 2018, Washington. Elk hunter reports trees being pushed over in vocalizations in the Colonel Bob Wilderness. So
Colonel Bob Wilderness.
Yeah. So this is a little bit long, so we maybe just like pick out some good parts here. It was a few minutes after I sat down that I heard a tree in the high timber above me being moved. It sounded like it was being pushed or shoved until it crashed to the forest floor. I am familiar with timber, and I've spent my entire life running chainsaws and around logging. The tree was large, and there was no wind or weather. So I rationalized it as just a weakened tree in the forest that possibly a bear or other large mammal just happened to rub against until it came down. But what happened next unnerved me unlike anything I have ever experienced. About 5 minutes after the tree incident, I heard extremely loud limbs breaking, like fir or hemlock limbs literally being snapped from a tree. The echo of this resonating through the deep timber and deep into the ravine below me, it seemed to be around 100 to 120 yards above me to my north. Then I heard the same thing in the ravine below me and another smaller tree snapping and crashed. Then I heard a very odd sound. I have tried to describe it to my family, and all I can compare it to is almost a primate-like sound, and it echoed through the timber. And he talks about leaving the forest, because I would leave too, you know.
But did he say, I saw a big furry guy that looked like Bigfoot?
No. He did not say that. But the Bigfoot is, the Bigfoot organization is citing this on their website because they believe it was Bigfoot.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a little spicier. But you know what? I'll give him the descriptions, you know, of the timber.
Yeah, I didn't have time to read through all of these. But, like, just a quick quote from another one. It said, this one, someone who actually saw something. I was looking out across the clearing when I saw a large reddish-brown upright figure running along the edge of the trees in the distance. And that was, you know, July 7th,
2019. All right. This summer. This past summer.
Yeah.
You know, he's still, they're still going, the big feet.
Yeah, there's so much to say about this. There's so much information on their website, but I will calm down.
What's their website?
It's bfro.net.
bfro.net.
They have a log of sightings.
Guys, if you want to know about Bigfoot, go to bfro.net and figure out some facts. And
yeah, what do you think about, do you think he's real?
No. I mean, you know, I still like watching those shows that they have on, like, History Channel or, like, you know, mm-hmm. Discovery. So, I don't know, something. And then they have those people, like, looking for them in the forest and nothing happens, but you still watch it even though you know nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah. You know, well,
it's just, that's entertainment.
You know, while I was also researching this, I found a lot. Jane Goodall says that she wants, or said, is she alive? I don't know. She said that she wants Bigfoot to be real. She's a scientist.
I mean, I think it'd be pretty cool if it was.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I want one of the things to be real. That was, like, that special that they came out with. I was convinced. I was only, like, 10. That Animal Planet came out with this special about mermaids, and it was fake. It was completely fake. It was completely fabricated. Like, then they marketed as if it was real.
Whoa.
Did you watch that?
No, I didn't.
No, I watched it. It was a special about how they said there's mermaids because they, you know, they were saying people were, like, having eyewitness accounts of them in the ocean and stuff.
And stuff.
And that they were just, like, you know, they were just early ancestors that evolved to the sea rather than the,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It would be cool if mermaids had.
Yeah, they were cool, but they weren't very nice. They were mean.
Like mean, like sirens, kind of?
Well, they just, like, they would eat you.
They would eat you?
Well, not eat you, but just, like, they weren't friendly. Like, there was, like, this footage that they made up. That it's fake. This footage that that these guys found it on the beach. And, like, it was, they thought it was dead. And they're like, what is that? And then it kind of, like, sprung up. And it was like, ah! And then they were like, I'm getting out of here. And then they were having interviews, and they had an interview with a person from the Navy because they said they found them. Anyway, sounds like The Shape of Water.
Oh yeah.
But the guy was like, you couldn't see his face, and his voice was like, you know, not like they distorted his voice so he'd stay confidential. And this whole thing, like, they got sued because it was fake, and mm-hmm. they marketed it as if it was, like, a legit documentary or something.
Wow.
It was, I remember watching it, and I was like, oh my God, mermaids.
On the Discovery Channel?
Animal Planet, I think.
Or Animal Planet? That's,
and then wow. it was totally fake.
It's totally fake.
Yes. And oh. I was like, honestly, kind of a little bummed because I wanted mermaids to be
now
real.
Now that you say that,
also,
I feel
why
like
can't
it
unicorns be real? Like, it makes more sense that a unicorn, wait, what's it, wait, because, like, all they need is a horn.
Yeah, they just need one horn.
Like, why can't it happen? Evolution, why isn't this happening?
And they're, like, pure white or whatever.
I mean, they don't have to be, right?
I feel like if I saw a black unicorn, that would not be a unicorn.
I mean,
not
usually they're white.
Not to be racist against unicorns.
I mean, they are usually white, but I feel like you could have different colored unicorns.
Different colored, like pink ones, purple ones, blue ones,
green only. Ones. You know, I was thinking about, like, horse colors.
Orange ones.
I mean, I guess some horses could be reddish.
Reddish, yeah. Bigfoot is reddish, according to this guy.
Yes, got that, what's that, not sepia, what's that reddish, like, brown color called?
maroon.
Auburn.
I don't know. Auburn. Bigfoot is Auburn.
Bigfoot is beautiful.
Oh my god. I mean, oh my god.
Do you think they have big children?
Well, they must.
I mean, if they're a species.
Or they have really small children and they just grow really fast. I wonder if their children are just the feet. And then they grow the body.
That's not how it works.
Well, how would you know? Have you seen a baby Bigfoot?
I have not seen a baby Bigfoot.
What if the ones that people have seen are just the baby ones?
What if Bigfoot and bears in the forest, like, they, like, have cage matches?
I thought you were going to say if they, like, procreated and created Bigfoot bears, but cage matches? That's even better.
Yeah, what if they have cage fights? Because bears fight.
Sometimes. So you think that they fight big? Well, who would win, a bear or Bigfoot?
I don't know.
Well, I think Bigfoot.
I think, yeah, probably Bigfoot.
With those big feet. I mean, he'll just kick him. He'll just fall over.
And Bigfoot is supposed to be very, very strong, and he has posable thumbs, right? Would he have posable thumbs? I think that's the assumption.
I don't know. Oh, you know, there's some frequently asked questions on here, and I feel like a lot of the time when we visit conspiracy websites, we, like, we have time to, like, answer, like, one of these frequently asked questions here. Because they're just, like, I just love, like, you know, because I have questions. And so, apparently, one of the questions that people frequently ask is, do Bigfoot / Sasquatch bury their dead? I don't know why people ask that. And they say it's quite possible they bury their dead. They may have learned this by watching the First Nations people and the first white settlers to North America burying their dead. It does appear that the species may be aware of its own presence and realizes it can be found by leaving tracks. So Bigfoot is trying to hide.
It's interesting that people, like, ask that. Which is, you know, I mean, in a lot of, like, archaeology classes, when you're talking about early humans and ancestors, like, mm-hmm. I remember learning at some point that when it was a sign of complexity when ancestors started burying the dead, and it was, mm-hmm. like, it was pretty late in mm-hmm. in the chain of hominids. Yes.
Yeah.
It was probably, like, the one before us. Homo erectus or something.
Yeah. I don't know the names of them.
Yeah. We are Homo sapiens.
I know that one.
Yes.
Yes.
There's, like, a lot of them. Do I know all of them? No, but they got fancy names.
They do. And apparently Bigfoot might be part of that chain.
Yes. But none of them were big.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, they were all small.
So now we're kind of getting into a conspiracy theory about the conspiracy theory.
Yes.
We're getting really
meta. This is irrelevant because, like, a lot of them were very small. Mm-hmm. They were only 4 or 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm only 5 feet, but...
I'm only 5'2".
Yeah, I'm 5'1", so...
Got that extra inch on you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your hair kind of makes
it... Well, yeah, my hair is very...
Got the fro.
I have an afro, by the way. If you add it adds another inch, maybe. But
works,
you know,
though.
What
it
I
works.
Just thought of the other day was, like, if I fell, like, off a belt, like a bike, I wonder if my hair would be a natural helmet and it wouldn't break my head.
Is it that thick?
It might be.
I
think we should test
Maybe
it.
You should just grow out your fro to, like 70s disco style. Like,
ooh.
Like that, like, you go there. You go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and, like, I can be, like...
It's, like, a good, like, half a foot
I can
out.
Be, like, bumper cars. So I'll be walking down the sidewalk, and I'll see another person, and I'll just bounce off them.
Oh, I think that would be so funny.
Oh, my gosh,
that'd be such
dream.
A power move. It's like someone doesn't hold the door for you. You just, like, hit them with your hair.
I love it.
I think you should do it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a lot of maintenance, though.
It could be, but,
you know,
it would be
anytime,
worth it.
Lots of hair is lots of maintenance. That's always how it goes.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of hair you have, you got a lot of it, it's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
You know, gotta use, because, you know, you probably have to, like, pick it all the time, right?
Pick it, comb it, pick it, do
Bop
stuff.
Pop it, twist it.
Pop it, twist it. Pop it.
What is it?
Polka dot it.
What are we saying?
Oh, yeah, this was a great show, guys.
You know,
yeah.
You know, I'm glad we talked a while about Bigfoot.
Yeah. Anyway, we had fun with Black Stripes or White Keys tonight. Thanks for listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Woo! 91.5. So, is there any song in particular you want to leave the folks with?
I don't know. What do I want to leave the folks with?
The next song is Lazy Eye by the Silver Sun Pickups.
Well, I mean, that's a hit.
It's a bop.
Cool. You'll know it when you hear it.
You know when you hear it.
Yep.
All right, folks. Have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Bye.